He'll be the home team, home the schoolboy. They'll start with Caden Hardaway, number one. Number two, Jessica Cullins. Number 10, Skytavia Watkins. Number 22, Taylor Thomas. And number 33, Kaylee Franklin. And a long bench for Coach Frisbee at his Nettleton Lady Raiders. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen so far this year. Lady Cats, under the direction of Denny Young. They'll start with Riley Pierce, the senior, wearing number two. The freshman, Riley Davis, wearing number three. Another senior, Allie Curley, wearing number four. Caden Hillis, the junior, number 15. And the senior, Savannah Wheeler, wearing number 44 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hope you've enjoyed our pregame show, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, and we are just about ready to get this one started. By the way, if you're in the Batesville area, the next game tonight will be the 6 o'clock game between Mountain View and Southside, and then later tonight, about 7:15, boys action, Cedar Ridge will take on Mountain View. All right, both teams get some last words of encouragement from their respective coaches, and we're about ready to get this one going here. Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Nettleton Lady Raiders from the Lion Challenge High School Tournament, presented by Mark Martin Chevrolet and sponsored by First Community Bank here in Batesville. I'm Red Bull Mike Cray. Sit back and get ready for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Again, Lady Bobcats, first team takes court. They're wearing the green, trimmed in the black and white. Nettlesville coming out in the white uniforms, trimmed in the gold. And young lady you want to keep an eye on, Caden Hardaway. There's number one, outstanding player from Nettleton. And in the center circle, tip is up and controlled by Nettleton. Ball gets loose in the backcourt, and it is Hardaway to control it for Nettleton. On the Lady Raiders with the first possession of the night there, back in the zone defense. Ball swings on the right side for Watkins. Takes the three, gets up in the corner. Now they'll dump it down low. Shot is up, no good. Rebound for the freshman, Riley Davis. Davis runs it up the right sideline. Takes it all the way down to the wing. Now the corner, but brings it back out over the dribble. Lady Bobcats swinging around the left side to Hillis. Hillis in the corner to Wheeler. Wheeler back out on top. Davis gets loose in the corner. Lets one fly. That one's off the back of the rim. No good out of the left corner. The three ball wouldn't go down for Riley Davis. And rebound came down to Nettleton. Running up the floor, we're going to get a foul on Caden Hillis. Ball handler went racing by. She just reached out and basically clotheslined her. Caden got into a little foul trouble on Friday night in that game against Hyman. Here's a shot up for Nettleton. No good. Rebound. Come down. Shot blocked by Wheeler. And a rebound controlled by Curley for the Lady Bobcats. They'll give it to Davis. Davis runs the floor. Long pass up in the corner to Riley Pierce for three. That one's off the back rim. No good. But a foul is going to be called. And Riley Pierce is going to go to the free throw line and shoot three for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And all we're going to say was after the shot. And it'll be an inbound play for Riley Davis. Foul on number 33, Kaylee Franklin. Thayer inbounds ball, getting it in the middle to Curley, and she gets tied up by Taylor Thomas. Thayer Lady Bobcats with three players named Riley on the roster. Try to keep them all straightened out. Nettleton's got two young ladies named Taylor. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Out on top is Davis. Moves to the elbow. Gives it off to Curley. Curley dribble drives through the lane. Gives it up. Gets it back in the corner. Brings it out to Hillis on top. Hillis working against Watkins. Now gives it to Davis. Davis moves off the screen. Back to Curley. Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Lady Bobcats bounce the ball down to Hillis in paint. Hillis gives it out to Curley. 3 seconds to shoot. Curley's not aware. And there's the buzzer. That's a shot clock violation on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer making a substitution for the first time this year. Abby Ballard is on the court for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Abby Bowers, who got out late, finally got over practice. Then she fell in goal, and this makes this team a whole lot better. Nettleton with the ball out front is Watkins. Brings it to the right side to Hardaway. Back to Watkins. Back to Hardaway. Shoots a three from the top. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Nettleton and going back up with a shot. No good. That'll be on Allie Curley. Curley blocked it. Andrew'll send number 33, Kaylee Franklin, to the free throw line to shoot two. Kind of a slow start, this game getting started. We played 2 minutes and neither team has scored. And first free throw is up and no good. Still, neither team has scored here in this game. Second free throw, that one's up and good, and then we've broken the ice. Kaylee Franklin with a bucket. They are running the floor, quick up the alley curly. The Hillis going to the bucket, lays it up and in. Lady Bobcats break the full-court press and got Hillis a layup on the left side. Thayer jumps out on top, 2-0. Here's a long shot for Nettleton off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Cullens back up off the window and in. 2 points for Jessica Cullens. For Nettleton, their first field goal of the game. Thayer comes the other way in a hurry. Davis in the lane, little crossover dribble, lost the handle. Pierce picks it up for the Lady Bobcats. Gives out to Curley for three. That one's good! Allie Curley hits a three from out top. First three-pointer of the night is brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Lady Bobcats, a little full-court pressure. And Nettleton breaks it, trying to get it down inside. Well, almost goes out of bounds, and now does off the hands of Nettleton. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball with a score tied at three. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer got up to Curley. Curley swings it on the left side to Riley Pierce. Open for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound is run down by Allie Curley. Out to Davis on top. Davis resets the offense to Curley. Wide open. Fires that one up. No good. Rebound is taken by Watkins for Nettleton. Brings it across court. Now down in the corner for Hardaway. She moves down the baseline. Pulls up 12. Put her and she rattled it home. First bucket of the night for Caden Hardaway. And Thayer and Nettleton tied at five here with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Thayer handles it out front. Davis over the left side for Bowers. Bowers back out top. Bowers passes through the lane, couldn't get open. Lady Bobcats keep swinging around the perimeter. Now they'll bounce it down inside to Hillis. Turn, shoot, and count it. Caden Hillis getting open in the middle. She got four early. There, Lady Bobcats, again, full court pressure, but Nettleton breaks it all the way down to number 33, Kaylee Franklin, trailing the play. She spins and lays it up with a left hand. Tied at seven, Davis, straight through the lane, kicks it back out to Pierce. Pierce up with a shot. They get blocked, and this time she'll go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on number one, Caden Hardaway. And this time, Pierce will go to the free throw line. Substitution for Thayer. Regal will check in. Kinsley to Regal and Allie Curley will come out of the game. Riley Pierce trying to break the tie for the Lady Bobcats. First free throw is up. Oh, just falls off the right side. Now subs going in for Thayer. Kinsley, Regal. Allie Curley checks out. And Franklin checks out. Number 15, Tori Cunningham will check in for... There's the free throw is good. In for... Nettleton, again, Thayer, full court pressure. Hardaway handles it in the backcourt. Gives it up. Now long pass back to Hardaway, running the floor. Steps into the lane, passes down to Watkins. Couldn't hit the layup on a rebound controlled by Regal. And she gets fouled by number 10, Gaitavia Watkins of Nettleton. That'll be the third team foul already in the first quarter against Nettleton. Thayer will inbound it with 3:40 to go, leading by a score of 8-7. Abby Bowers will bring the ball up across the timeline. Swings it left side to Davis. Davis out to Regal. Now right side to Hillis. Hillis has scored 4. The Lady Bobcats 8. Here's a long shot up by Bowers. No good from the three-point line. Rebound to the hell ball. Now they're going to continue to scramble. Now it'll be a hell ball. And it'll belong to Nettleton. Lady Raiders will take it with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Thayer again with a full court pressure in the 2-2-1. Nettleton inbound, long pass up the floor taken by Watkins. Watkins gets it down in the lane to Hardaway. Hardaway goes up with a layup that's good. Caden Hardaway with her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 to lead Nettleton. And Thayer now down by 3, 10-7. Actually, Thayer leads it by 3, 10-7. And it's, I was wrong there. It is 10-7. in favor of Nettleton. They are almost through it away. Ball went off the hands of the Lady Raiders. Lady Bobcats will inbound on the near side. Riley Pierce to trigger. Got it into Hillis. Right back to Pierce. She'll take it out top. Swing it down to Regal on the left side wing. Regal back out top to Bowers. And we get a whistle. And we'll see. I think there's some discussion over what the score should be. 4-6-9 points. It should be 9-8. Nettleton. Bears got 4-7-8. Yeah, it should be 9-8 should be our score. They've got 10-8. And here's Thayer, a long pass inside for Bowers. Couldn't hit the short shot. And a rebound taken by Nettleton. Here they come on the run. Collins all the way up the floor. Scoop shot is up. No good. Rebound to Nettleton. No. And Regal dinks it down for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Thayer want to run a little bit. Here's a give up to Hillis. Hillis bounces off a defender. Takes it to the right side. Gives to Davis. Davis will shake and bake out on top. Got to Bowers down underneath. Goes up with a shot, and it's good. First 2 points of the season for the senior, Abby Bowers. Welcome back, Abby. The Thayer Lady Bobcats now lead it 10-9. They finally got the score correct. Here's Nettleton with a quick shot off the wing. No good, and Thayer with a rebound again. Here comes Davis up to Regal. Regal on the right side wing. Back out to Davis. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Davis will cross over dribble, gets in the lane. Going to get fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and will shoot two. That'll be on number 10. Skytavia Watkins will be her second of the night. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Riley Davis, the freshman, has not scored tonight, averaging about 25 points a game. Remember, she had a 32-point night, 27 on Saturday. Has not scored yet. We're down a minute 59 to go in the first quarter. Now she hits the first free throw. Dare I mention again, a former Elks hoop shoot champion. Substitution for Nettleton, number 33, getting back in there, Kaylee Franklin. And Watkins, Skytavia Watkins, will check out with those two fouls. Another free throw. All the way for Riley Davis. It is nothing but nylon. And the freshman with her first two of the game. And Thayer leads it by three, 12-9. Nettleton walking up the floor. Got it to Hardaway. Quick pass in the middle. Now back to Hardaway. Long three ball is good. Caden Hardaway from halfway back to Cave City hit that one. And here's Thayer with the ball. And they almost threw it away in the backcourt. It's run down by Pierce. And then she traveled trying to get it. Caught it and couldn't get her feet stopped. So Thayer turns it over. It's a 12-9 game. That can't be right. They didn't put up the two Lady Bobcat free throws. And they got the score all messed up. Now they got it 9-9, and that's not right either. Bears got 12. I believe the Lady Raiders have got 12. Minute 33 to go here in the first quarter. Shot is up for Nettleton. No good. Riley Pierce down the rebound, and then she gets fouled. That'll be on number 33, Kaylee Franklin. That'll be number two on Franklin. Bear Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball. Riley Pierce will come out of the game. Looks like maybe a little blood arm. I'll get that taken care of. Riley Joe Sarl checks in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. There's that third Riley. Thayer with it on top. Sarl takes it to the top of the key, swings it left side for Hillis. Hillis with four, the Lady Bobcats 12. Thayer with a minute to go. Allie Curley puts up a shot. It's good, a three. Allie Curley bounced into the three, her second one of the quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at 15-12. Here's Hardaway on the other end with a three. That's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off the hands of Nettleton out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 51 seconds to go. Thayer will have to shoot. And we are playing under the 35-second shot clock here in Arkansas. Lady Bobcats inbound to Davis. Oh, quick pass by Davis is picked off by Nettleton. That is Tori Cunningham. Gives it out. And going all the way to the bucket is Taylor Lewis, and she gets fouled on the drive. And they call the foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats and see who they gave it to. And inbound play for Nettleton in the corner to Hardaway. Hardaway gives it up. Gives it outside. Long shot here by Collins. Is off the rim. No good. The rebound to go all the way in the corner out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Basket Ball with 36.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Riley Sorrell inbounds to Davis. Davis comes to the defense. Nettleton a little 2-2-1. Three-quarter court trap. Bowers has got it. Oh, they took it away from her. And it's Cunningham to the bucket. She lays it, or Collins, I'm sorry, number two, Collins. And it's a one-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Hillis with it in the backcourt with Bowers. Cross-court to Sorrell. Sorrell's got a lane to the bucket. Takes it down the right side. Now circles it back out in the corner. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Oh, and she threw it away. Ball is taken. Now knocked away by the Lady Bobcat defense. Davis has got it. Going the other way, but we get a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2 seconds to play in the first quarter. Thayer up one. We'll be back to Lyon College in just 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
As I'm sure you hear in the background, we're Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. The Mark Martin Chevrolet Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Girls quarterfinal action here in the first round. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a one-point lead and the ball. We're down to 2.6 seconds to play. In this first quarter, an entertaining first quarter. They will inbound it all the way back. So Bowers went up and shot at the buzzer in the wrong basket. It'll count. Abby Bowers just scored 2 points for Nettleton. She got completely confused. And Abby Bowers will get credit for 2 points, but they were for the wrong team. And that makes our score at the end of one quarter play, 16-15. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down one. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at the Lyon College High School Tournament. We'll say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters that will bring you the game tonight. They include Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte owner, a Charlotte Allen room, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and Hart Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Lane. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat Ball to open the second quarter. And again, right at the end of the quarter, Abby Bowers took the inbound pass with 2 seconds left, saw lane to the basket and scored the layup, but it was in the wrong basket. So Thayer down by one as we open the second quarter. Oh, and here's a steal for Nettleton. Nettleton with a steal. They got it to Collins up the lane. No on the shot. Rebound. Nettleton back up again and again. Count it out of foul. Number 20. Well, foul's going to be on Caden Hillis for Thayer. That'll be foul number two on Hillis already in the ballgame. And here's Brett Tharp and Riley Pierce checking into the game. Caden Hillis and Abby Bowers out for Thayer. Basket is good. For number 22, who we do not have in the program, we do, Taylor Thomas. Her first bucket. And she goes to the free throw line, and she hits the free throw. Taylor Thomas with 3 points here to open the second quarter. Bayer with the ball in the backcourt, working against the pressure. Davis got up across the sideline to Pierce. Pierce swings it down to Tharp in the corner. Back to Davis. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Backs it out. Moves against the defense down to the baseline. Couldn't shake the defender. Gives the ball up out front for Pierce. 18 on the shot clock to the Lady Bobcats. Davis brings it right side. Ball's deflected and controlled by Nettleton. Here comes Hardaway on the break. He'll push over to the right side for Cullens. Cullens in the middle. To Franklin, turns, shoots, no good. Allie Curley with rebound. She'll give it off now to Davis. Davis runs up the right side. Gives it out to Pierce. Riley looking for an open teammate. We'll give it to Davis. Davis down to the baseline. Throws the pass through the lane. Out top now to Tharp. To Curley. Curley on top to Pierce. To Davis open in the corner for three. No, it's no good off the front rim. Long rebound is going to be taken by Nettleton. We're going to get a foul call on the Fair Lady Bobcats. I believe that'll be on Riley Pierce. Be the first of the game on Pierce. First foul. Second foul. I'm sorry, here in the second quarter. And Regal checks in the ballgame for Fair. And here come the Lady Raiders with it. Now they're going to, well, they're going to go inbound it again. Oh, they got to reset the shot clock. There we go. All right, so Nettleton will inbound on the far side with a non-shooting foul. Ball comes in for Jessica Cullens. Cullens, number two, brings it up, swings on the left side to Hardaway. Hardaway looking down low, nobody open there. She'll kick it out top and around the horn. Fair still back in that zone, very aggressive zone. Here's again to Hardaway, little running one-hander, no good. And rebound off the hands of Nettleton out of bounds. Allie Curley had that rebound. Allie's playing really well here tonight. Had the ball knocked away from her. Now we get Abby Bowers checking back in the game for Thayer. Brett Tharp will sit down. Coach Jenny Young able to use all nine players in the ballgame already tonight. Thayer gets it in, and they break the full court press. Here's Pierce up the left side. Pulls up, a little running one-hander. It's off the rim, no good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. It's going to be a push on Nettleton. Number 22, that is Taylor Thomas. Call for her first. Non-shooting foul. She pushed Kinsley Regal down under the bucket. They are looking inbound. Running the play, got it into Davis. Right back to Pierce in the corner. Pierce out on top to Bowers. Bowers moves it to the left side. Hands off to Regal. Oh, trying to hand it to Davis, and it is stolen all the way down the bucket there. Down to the bucket they go. Number two, Jessica Cullens. Now with 6 points from Nettleton, and Nettleton is open a six-point lead. Thayer breaks the full court pressure, got down to Pierce. Inside, outside, Bowers for three. Count it! Abby Bowers, that three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine. Thayer back to within three, just like that, 21-18. Here's Nettleton. Oh, nice pass down under the bucket, wide open. It was number 13, Simone Smith, and she hits the layup. Again, Nettleton, full court pressure. Thayer with it in the backcourt. Davis gets it up across the timeline against the double team on the dribble. Feeds it in the corner to Regal. Regal goes out to the lane. Now to Bowers for three more. Oh, off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound is going to be a hell ball. And we got the Nettleton player goes down hard. Foul's going to be on Riley Davis. He's in there wrestling with Taylor Thomas for that ball. And Thomas went down hard. Foul on Riley Davis will be her first. 23-18, Thayer down five with 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. They're going to tend to the Nettleton player. Still laying face down on the court. Let's step away. We'll be back to Lyon College, the high school tournament, in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcats supporters.
I'm back after timeout. Young lady, it was number 13, Simone Smith, who went down hard, and they're looking at her ankle down on the sideline. And we're back underway. Nettleton with the basketball and a five-point lead. They swing it on the left side. here for Lewis. Lewis gives it up on the right side to Cullins. Cullins had a hot second quarter. She bounces it down inside for Gleason. Gleason has the ball knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. So Thayer with a chance to get back within three here with a bucket. If somebody could hit one from downtown, make it a two-point game. We're down under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pierce will inbound to Davis. Davis playing up out of the backcourt. Got it to Bowers. Bowers back over to Pierce. And Thayer breaks the full-court pressure. And it's to Caden Hillis who has checked back in. Now to Davis. Davis just can't get open for a shot tonight. She's only taken three. She's made only a pair of free throws. Thayer working around the perimeter. Bowers for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Lady Raiders. Cullen working up the floor. Has it poked away from behind by Davis. And Thayer's on the break the other way. Ahead to Hillis. Hillis all the way to the bucket. Pushed it up and no good off the window. And we get a hell ball on the rebound. It'll be Nettleton basketball. Well, Nettleton ball. Hillis, a lot of contact down there on that layup. It wouldn't drop for him. And now Thayer, the 2-2-1 pressure. Here is Hardaway in the backcourt. Sharp pass is stolen by Pierce to Hillis to Davis. Couldn't get a shot. Now Davis back into the lane. Has the ball poked away. And a foul going to be on number 22. That is Taylor Thomas. That'll be team foul number 3, I believe, in this quarter on Nettleton. It is foul number 2 on Taylor Thomas. And she will check out of the game. Number 10, Natavia Watkins will check back in for Nettleton. They're inbounds the ball to Bowers on the bucket. Too hard off the window. No good. And the rebound taken by Nettleton. Here come the Lady Raiders. That is Watkins up the right side. We'll give it out to Cullins. Cullins swings it now out top to Hardaway. Hardaway down the middle of the lane. Little hook shot is up and no good. And the rebound controlled by Davis for Thayer. Davis up to Riley Pierce ahead of the break. She puts up a shot. No, going to be called for an offensive foul. Riley Pierce going to be called for a charge. Wow. And the foul on Riley will be her second of the night. 23-18. That's been our score for a while. Thayer's only scored 3 points this quarter. 7 for Nettleton. They lead it by 5. They've got the basketball. 22 on the shot clock. They handle it out front. They get over to Cullen. Cullen in the lane. Free throw line with a jumper. No good. Rebound taken by Nettleton. Back up. And that one's no good. And Davis sneaks down. Rebound for Thayer. Riley. Going to Riley Pierce on the right side. Going to the bucket. Counted and a foul. Riley Pierce. What a beautiful move. And she'll be fouled by number 10. That is Katavia Watkins for Nettleton. That's number 3 on her, and she'll, well, they're not going to bring her out of the game yet. The basket is good for Riley Pierce. 3 points for Pierce. Thayer back to within 3 with the bucket. Haven't got the score right again on the scoreboard. And the free throw for Riley Pierce is good. So Riley Pierce with 4 points tonight. That makes it a 23-21 game, should be. They've got 23-20, but it should be 23-21. Thayer back to within 1 after the 3-point play. 3:10 remaining in the first quarter. And now we're playing, and the clock's not running. So Nettleton with the ball and no clock running. Shot clock, now they start the other clock. And the official blows the whistle, going to blow this play dead. Well, they try and get the clock figured out. Now they've got the score 121-23. Now that we're good. 23-21. Thayer down 2. And inbound play, nice play there. Number 33, Kaylee Franklin caught it in the lane, went up with an easy jumper. Back to a 4-point lead for Nettleton. Thayer with the ball. Riley Davis into the free throw circle. Steps through a double team. And we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an illegal screen on Savannah Wheeler. You got to be set to set that screen, and Savannah will come out of the game. Brett Tharp will check back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer down 4 with 2:52 to go here in the first quarter, or first half. At the Lyon College High School Tournament, Lady Bobcats would like to move into the semifinals. So would Nettleton. They're the 2-time defending champion. They've got the ball to Cullens. Cullens down the baseline, fires up an air ball, no good. Rebound, Abby Bowers had it, knocked away, and controlled by Hardaway. She puts up a three, that is no good. Rebound, Nettleton, back outside to Hardaway. She'll give it in the corner to Watkins for three, and that one's good. Number 10, Octavia Watkins, first bucket of the game. It's a three-pointer. And now a seven-point lead for the Nettleton Lady Raiders. Thayer with the ball. There's Davis moving off the screen. Fires a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Long rebound taken in the corner by Hillis for Thayer. Caden tied up by a double team. Tries to dribble around it. Throws the ball. And that'll be a backcourt violation as it went into the backcourt. So Hillis got tied up down there. Wasn't much you could do about it. Two players that are about 5'9", Hillis all about 5'7". They just had her smothered in the corner. Tried to do what she could, but nobody could catch up to the ball before it got to half court. So Thayer turns it over here, down 7. Here they give the Hardaway on the right side for the Lady Raiders. Back out on top to Watkins. Watkins will back it. Feed it left side to Cullens. Cullens moving off the screen out top. Out back to Hardaway. Back to Cullens. Cullens bounces it down inside to Franklin. Kicks it outside to Watkins for three. That one's an air ball. The rebound taken by Riley Davis for Thayer. Up to Hillis. Hillis under the floor. Now back it out to the wing on the dribble. Taking it into the lane. Tried to get rid of it. Does. To Tharp. Tharp back to Hillis. She dribbled it off her foot. And it's going into the backcourt. Picked up by Hardaway all the way to bucket. No, but she's fouled on the play. And that'll be on Riley Davis. Davis got in the way and bothered the layup. But she's called for the foul, and that will be foul number two on Riley Davis. And going to the free throw line will be Caden Hardaway, number one. 7 points in the game tonight for Hardaway. She leads the way for Nettleton, and the first free throw is good. Brett Tharp is out. Caden Hillis check out. Riley Pierce and Kinsley Regal check into the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bumpkin. Second free throw for Caden Hardaway, looking for a 9th point as she hits. 9 points for Hardaway, and the lead is now 9 for the Nettleton Lady Raiders. Out on top, Davis for Thayer. Gives the ball to Allie Curley. On top to Regal. Around to Davis. Ball out to three, doesn't take it. Looking to find something in the middle, nothing there. Ball's deflected and goes out of bounds. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat Hall. They will inbound with 19 seconds on the play clock. Just under a minute to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the halftime report. I'll be coming your way here in just a few minutes. They are looking inbounded here. Riley Pierce is going to have to hurry. Finally got it into Davis just before the 5 second call. Davis handles it out front. Feeds it to Regal on the right side wing. Regal out top to Bowers. Bowers swings it over to Allie Curley. Now back to Davis with 45. 7 on the shot clock. Davis thought about the three, gives it to Bowers. Bowers to Pierce, not aware, and the Lady Bobcats do not get the shot away. It'll be Nettleton ball after another shot clock violation. Second one of the night on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Nettleton a chance to go up double digits here before the halftime break. They get it to Hardaway. Hardaway bounces out front, brings it down the left corner to Cullens. Down low to Franklin, powers it up. No good. Rebound, Nettleton, no. Another rebound. That one's off the hands of Nettleton out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 23 seconds to play. So Thayer, if they want, can hold for the final shot of the first half. Shot clock is off. 19 seconds to go as Davis brings it across the timeline. Moves off the screen out front. Then away from the defense. Oh, a nice move, and she gets fouled. That'll be on number two, Jessica Cullens. That'll be foul number one on her. And Thayer will inbound it with 11 seconds to go. Non-shooting foul. Riley Pierce to trigger it in. Looking. Got it into Bowers with 9 seconds to go. Bowers moving into the lane. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Nettleton up the floor in a hurry. It's Cullen. Pulls up free throw line. Shoots. It's good. Cullens hits the free throw line jumper. And that makes it 32-21. Thayer trails Nettleton by 11 at the half here at the Lyon College High School Tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities here in just a couple minutes. course, our halftime show powered by Community First Banking Company in Thayer, West Plains, and Mountain Grove. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
We're back here at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Martin Chevrolet in Batesville, Arkansas. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down 11 at the half, 32-21. They run into a buzzsaw here tonight in the Nettleton Lady Raiders. It was a close game for a quarter. Thayer only trailed by one. It was 16-15. But Nettleton outscores Thayer 16-6 in the second quarter to take the lead 32-21. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and we're hoping to get to Coach Denny Young on after the ballgame, of course, during the postgame show, but just too many turnovers, and a lot of those are forced by Nettleton. They're just so quick, and they're so big, they're just towering over the Lady Bobcats out there, and that has bothered Thayer in this game. And of course, the big news, the Thayer Lady Bobcat freshman Riley Davis, only 2 points in the first half. She just could not find a shot tonight. When she did, just didn't quite knock them down. Again, it's halftime. Our score, 32-21. Thayer down by nine. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include the Thayer Walmart store, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Plant, Brad O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Just like going out on the farm and finding the perfect Christmas tree and loading it in Dad's Chevy truck. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
And, boy, that pizza sounds good right about now, doesn't it? We're at halftime here at the 2024 Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Playing in the girls' bracket, the Thayer Lady Bobcats trailing the Nettleton Lady Raiders 32-21 at the intermission. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Nettleton Lady Raiders, led by Caden Hardaway. She has 9 points. Jessica Collins has added 8. There are 3 for Skytavia Watkins, 2 for Simone Smith, 3 for Taylor Thomas, and 5 for Kaylee Franklin. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they are led by Abby Bauer. She has 7, but only 5 of those count for Thayer. Abby made a basket in the wrong end just before the first quarter break. 6 points for Allie Curley tonight. She's hit a pair of 3s, 4 for Riley Pierce, 2 for Riley Davis, and 4 for Caden Hillis. There's a little bit of foul trouble. Riley Pierce with 2, Riley Davis with 2, and Caden Hillis with 2, all in the first half. Really the only foul trouble for Coach Frisbee and the Lady Raiders from Nettleton. Skytavia Watkins has got 3, 2 for Kaylee Franklin, and 2 for Taylor Thomas. So they're two big girls in the middle, both getting into a little bit of early foul trouble. Are you listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime show? We got just a couple minutes till both teams make their way back out of the court here. We'll get the second half going. So let's step away. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Well, we get set for our second half here in Batesville Lyon College High School Tournament Girls Division. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 9. I want to say thanks again to some more of your Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, along with Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company. To some of your Lady Bobcat Boosters, looks like, in fact, they're the same starting lineup for the Nettleton Lady Raiders. It'll be Hardaway, Cullen, Watkins, Thomas, and Franklin. For the Thayer Lady Bobcat, same lineup that started the ballgame. It'll be Pierce, Davis, Curley, Hillis, and Wheeler. You joined us late. Abby Bowers is back with the Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball team. Got a late start to her season and got set behind by a minor surgery, but she is back out, and she has played tonight, scored 7 points, five of them for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Thayer with a ball to open up the third quarter. They work it out on top. Got it to Davis. Davis looking to find the shot. Couldn't find anything open. Swings it cross court to Pierce. Pierce draws a double team, dribbles in the lane, got it down low to Wheeler. Wheeler up with a shot too hard. Got it all the way over the rim, and the rebound taken by Nettleton. Here come the Lady Raiders. They swing it down the right side to Hardaway for three. It's good. Caden Hardaway in double figures now with 12 as she hits her second three-pointer of the night. Here's Riley Pierce for three on the other end for Thayer. That's no good. Rebound taken by Nettleton. They're running the floor again. Got up to Franklin all the way to bucket for the lay-in. Kaylee Franklin, and Nettleton is out in a hurry. Four unanswered points. It's now 5 unanswered points. It's 37-21. They are down 16, and Coach Denny Young wants a timeout. We'll step away back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Well, Nettleton has come out with a renewed energy here in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, they lead it 37-21. Thayer Lady Bobcats will have the ball here. They've played less than a minute, and Nettleton has scored 5 points on a Hardaway three and a Franklin layup. Running the floor, the big girl running the floor, got out in front of everybody. Here comes Thayer with the ball, looking for their first points of the second half. Davis with it, brings it over to Hillis. Hillis bounces it in the corner to Pierce for three. That one's too hard over the rim and goes all the way out of bounds on the other end, but off the hands of the Nettleton Lady Raiders. Substitution for Thayer. Bowers going to check into the ballgame here. Savannah Wheeler will check out. Abby Bowers back on the floor for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Thayer inbounded on the far side. They stack it up out there. Inbound to Bowers. Bowers brings all over to Davis on the left side. Takes it out between the circles. Davis. Now to Curley. Curley in a couple of threes in the first half. Hadn't had an opportunity yet here in the second. Thayer with the ball down to Pierce. Pierce trying to force it inside. Ball stolen by Hardaway. She gets it to Watkins. Watkins. And now we got a timeout called by Nettleton as their player was tied up down to the corner. So another timeout on the court gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters like Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering and Thayer. 417-280-7466. American Family Insurance Agent Jesse Tucker of West Plains. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Olson. The State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. And Nicholson Farm for all your farm and logging needs. More of your Thayer Lady Bobcat Booster. I do want to remind you, we got three games on the air for you tomorrow from the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. The Mammoth Spring girls and boys will both be in action, and the Alton Comet. And I'll be there to call the Alton Comet game tomorrow. And Mike Robertson, Voice of the Bears, will be there for the girls and boys game. Three games from the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring tomorrow here on the Ecom Sports Network. All right, Nettleton inbounds the ball. After the timeout, this time they break the full court pressure. Franklin Long pass down in the corner. Goes over everybody and out of bounds. So Thayer will get it back down by 16. We played a minute and a half here in the third quarter. Thayer has not gotten a good look at the basket yet. They have not scored. Here's Curley with the ball out front. Working against Franklin. Now gives it up for Davis. I'm sorry, Hillis. Hillis handles it, top of the key. Fakes right, now left. Got it down to Pierce. Pierce to Curley. Down under the bucket. Count it. Oh, an offensive foul. They're going to wave off the basket. Allie Curley going to be called for a charge. That'll be foul number two on Allie tonight. And here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Are they going to? And number four, Allie Curley calls for the foul. So wipe the points off the board. Lady Raiders inbound. Thayer with a 2-2-1 press. Lady Raiders get it inbounds. Franklin. High lob pass to Cullen. Cullen back to Franklin. And now a long pass up the court. They're going to bounce it over to Hardaway. Hardaway going to Cullen. Cutting to the basket as he scores the layup. Oh, they are good in the open court. 10 points now for Jessica Cullen. Thayer races down the other way, but Hillis couldn't get a seam to the bucket. Gives it out to Bowers. 3-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is controlled by Taylor Thomas. Thomas pushing it up. The Hardaway for three, up the rim, no good. Watkins had the rebound, now to Franklin. Franklin over to Cullen from the 15-footer, it's good. Jessica Cullen now with 12 points. She and Hardaway each have 12 for the Lady Raiders. Thayer with nobody in double figures yet. Lady Bobcats with the ball in the corner. Pierce, she'll try another three, it's good! Riley Pierce with a three. She's got 7 points in the game. That three-pointer powered by Ozarkowski on the beat against Franklin. And the Lady Raiders inbound the ball to backcourt to Hardaway. On the dribble drive, got it up to Cullen. Cullen into the lane. Kicks it back out to Watkins for three. That one's off the back iron. No. Abby Bowers rebounds it for Thayer. Up to Davis. Davis running the floor up the right sideline. Takes it all the way down to the corner. And it's going to get held. That'll be on number 22. That is Taylor Thomas. That'll be number three on top. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. 41-24. Thayer down by 17. Here's Bowers and Curley out of the game. For Thayer, Brett Tharp and Kinsley Regal check in. They're inbounds the ball to Davis. Working against Cullen on the right side. Will shoot a long three. That one's nothing but air. And Brett Tharp with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Brett Barnes with her first 2 points of the night. Thayer needed that. Gets them back within 15. And here comes Watkins. Slings the ball over to Collins for Nettleton. They give it to Hardaway. Back to Collins. Looking to penetrate. Dumps it off inside for Franklin. Shot no good. Rebound is controlled by Watkins. Powers it up. Count it. And the basket. Watkins with her 5th point of the game. I mean, she powered that up through the defense. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They do count the bucket. Foul's on number 24. Brett Tharp will be her first foul of the game. And Watkins at the line trying to complete the 3-point play. It is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Kinsley Regal for Thayer. Regal handles it up the right side. Gets to midcourt. Swings it over to Davis. Now Hillis down the corner to Pierce. Ball knocked away by Hardaway. Ball goes out of bounds with 4:03 to play in the third quarter. They are making more substitutions. Hillis and Tharp will check out. Bowers and Starl checking in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball right in front of the Bobcat bench. Got it into Bowers. Bowers wide open out there. Doesn't take a shot. Looking to penetrate. Trying to kick it back out to Starl in the corner. Ball is stolen by Cullen. Cullen's racing down the floor all the way to bucket around the defense and scores. Jessica Cullen's now with 14 to lead the way for Nettleton. Thayer coming the other way. Here's Davis going to get tied up, and the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket with 3:39 to go in the third. Substitutions for Coach Frisbee and the Nettleton Lady Raiders. Number 14 checking in, that is Kayuna Gleason. And now they say the possession arrow belongs to Nettleton. Nettleton inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Gleason. Gleason leads it over. McCullen. Now to Watkins, diving down the baseline. Block shot by Abby Bowers. Ball goes out of bounds. Watkins challenged Bowers. Bowers at 5'10". Watkins at about 5'5". And Abby made her pay for that one. Inbound play goes to Hardaway. Hardaway trying to get it outside. Ball poked away by Bowers. Cullen got the loose ball, picks it up. On a rebound, gets it on the floor, and Hardaway gets it for Nettleton. Kicks it out on top to Cunningham. That is Tori Cunningham for Nettleton. Gives it up now to Cullen. Cullen swings it over to Hardaway on the left. Hardaway holds it high, feeds to Watkins on top. Back to Hardaway. Long three-point try. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound gets it on the floor, and Davis wrestled it away. Davis out to Pierce. Pierce catches it midcourt, has the ball poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 2:56 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 19. Making substitutions again. Allie Curley and Savannah Wheeler check back in. Kinsley Regal comes out. Who else? Thayer's got five out there. Somebody's got to come, or got six. Somebody's got to come out. Abby Bowers will come out of the game. Abby trying to get her way worked in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A handful of practices since she has become back out for basketball. Thayer with the ball. Hillis out top. That was a double team. Dribbles away from it. Gives to Pierce. Pierce up to Curley. Curley back out to Hillis. Hillis and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They get to the top of the key. Over to Davis for three out of the corner. It's good. Riley Davis with her first field goal of the game. It's a three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. If she can heat up, can she shoot Thayer back in the game? Here's Watkins on the other end for Nettleton. Shot no good. Davis with a rebound. Riley running the floor up the left side. Got it down in the corner to Hillis for three. That one's off the rim. No. And Nettleton with a rebound. That was Watkins. Got it out to Cullen. Cullen's running the floor all the way down. Misses the layup. Hardaway runs down the rebound on the baseline for Nettleton. Gives it out to Watkins. Watkins on top now. The swing left side to Cullen. Might have traveled. No call. Short jumper. No good. Rebound. Allie Curley for Thayer. They give it to Hillis. Hillis spins away from the defense in the backcourt. Brings the ball across the timeline with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down now by 16. Making a little run. Davis swinging the ball. Tried to go down in the corner and there was nobody there. Davis thought Hillis was going to the corner, and Hillis stopped. And it'll be Nettleton ball with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Substitution Thayer. Hillis will check out. Bowers will check in for the Lady Bobcats. Nettleton up 16 with the basketball. They'll take their time bringing it into the front court. That is Cullens. Jessica Cullens feeds it over to Tavia Watkins. Watkins handles it out on top. One-hand pass goes right side to Cullens. Cullens gets it to the high post. Now back outside for Cullens. Cullens on the dribble drive. Down to 9 seconds on the play clock. Gives it to Watkins. Watkins goes high post for Thomas. Thomas turns, shoots as she's falling down, and she scores. Taylor Thomas was falling down and got that one to go up and in. And that kind of night for Nettleton. Here's Bowers with it for Thayer. Gives over to Davis. Wide open for another three. It's good. Riley Davis has hit two in a row. The freshman heating it up. 47-29. Actually, 47-32. Thayer back with it in 15. Here's Nettleton. They break the full court press. With the ball, here's Thomas down the middle of the lane. Dumps it off. Shot is up and no good, but a foul on the play. I believe they're going to get Riley Pierce. Judging from her reaction, Riley Pierce called for her third foul of night. And number 14, Kyuna Gleason, will go to the free throw line for Nettleton. She'll shoot two. First one was good. Looking to shoot another. That is also good. Gleason on the board with two for Nettleton. Thayer, shot clock is off with the ball here into the third. Here's the gift to Pierce. Pierce is going to be called for another offensive foul. And that, for Riley Pierce, will be her fourth foul of the game. Riley's been called for two charges tonight. And she'll check out. Caden Hillis will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Crowd growing here, getting ready for the next game of the night. Next game will be the Mountain View Girls against Southside. And here's Nettleton breaking the press the other way. Number 15, Tori Cunningham gets the bucket. And Nettleton making it a route now. Here's Davis looking for a shot. Pulls up top of the key and three-pointed block. Curley down the rebound, tried to get it over to Wheeler, and the ball goes out of bounds, but not before the clock runs out. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 51-32. Nettleton leads to Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
And we're back here at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. The 2024 Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. We're in the girls bracket here on opening night. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by 19 as we head to the fourth quarter. Thayer does not have a player in double figures yet. They have one, two, three, four players with at least 6 points in the game. They're led tonight by Riley Davis. She has eight. Six of those came in the third quarter. She had a pair of threes. Riley with only two field goals tonight. She also hit a pair of free throws. Thayer opens the fourth quarter with a basketball. Bauer down on top. Swings it over to Davis. Davis out near midcourt, working against Collins. Goes to the left side for Hillis. Hillis bounces back out to Davis. I'm sorry, that was Curley. Curley to Davis. Davis now to Hillis on the right. Hillis looking in the lane. Nobody open. Wanted to get it to Regal. She couldn't get open. There's the give to Bauer. Bauer down to Regal, who lays it up and in with the left hand. Kinsley Regal with her first 2 points of the game. Perfect execution of the offense there for the Lady Bobcats. Got an easy layup for Kinsley Regal. And Nettleton with the ball in the corner to Cullen. Cullen hangs it back outside for Cunningham. Cunningham will give it up for Watkins. Watkins looking for Cullen. Got it back to her on the left side wing. Trying to bounce the ball down inside, knocked away by the defense of Abby Bowers. And out of bounds, 13 seconds on the play clock for Nettleton. They can afford to run this play clock down to the end. 17-point lead and the ball. Oh, almost a steal by Davis. All controlled by Nettleton. They'll bounce it down inside. Cunningham looking to make a move. Goes through the double team, spins it up off the window and in. Excuse me, that was Taylor Thomas, number 22. That's a nice move. Stepped through the double team and spun it up off the backboard. Here's Regal for three on the other end for Thayer. No good. The rebound taken by Watkins. Watkins' long lead pass, and it goes to Collins, who lays it up and in. Giving assist to number 14, Gleason, who saved that ball from going out of bounds and went right to Collins for the layup. Here's Curley, a three out of the corner for Thayer. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Gleason, and then a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis is trying to tie her up, and Riley picks up her third personal foul. Substitution for Thayer, Savannah Wheeler checks in. Allie Curley will come out. Bowers coming out of the ballgame as Brett Tharp will check in. 55-34, 21-point lead for Nettleton and the ball. Down to 6 minutes to go in the game. Nettleton working on the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. They give it outside to Watkins. Watkins Back over to Thomas. Thomas takes it out top. Feeds it right side. Cullen for three, and it's good. Oh, I'm sorry. That was number 15. That was Cunningham with the three. Our first made three-pointer of the game. And there's Hillis with a drive down the left side of the lane for Thayer. Going to get fouled on the play. That'll be on Taylor Thomas. Will be her fourth for Nettleton. Going to the line to shoot two, Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Nettleton was 5-4 coming into the ballgame before they play a brutal schedule. And the first free throw is up and good for Caden Hillis. Hillis now with 5 points in the game, looking for number six here. With 5:48 to play. Riley Pierce back in the game for Thayer. Kinsley Regal comes out. Substitutions for Nettleton. Number one back in there, Caden Hardaway. And number 25 check in for the first time, Tabitha Cunningham. And the free throw for Hillis, the lefty, is up and good. Hillis now with 6 points on the line. Nettleton with a basketball. They got it up to number 22, Thomas. Thomas dribbles away from the defense, gives it to Cullen. Now Hardaway on the left. She floats down to the baseline, bounces it into the lane, picked up by Gleason. Her shot is blocked, and we get a held ball call, and possession will belong to Nettleton. Held inbound on the baseline, down to the right side of the glass. 5:34 to go in the game. Thayer down 22. And inbound play in the lane for Cunningham. Shot no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Saved from out of bounds by Tharp. Got it into Pierce. Now to Davis. Thayer running the floor. Davis pulls up. 15-footer is off the back iron. No good. And a rebound taken by Cullen or Nettleton. Up the right side. Oh, nice move to shake the defender and puts it up off the window and in. Jessica Cullens now with 18 to lead the way for Nettleton. Davis comes the other way for Thayer. Lady Bobcat freshman swings it to Tharp on the right wing. Now to Hillis cutting across the top. Back to Tharp to Pierce. Three-pointer is an air ball. And saved from out of bounds by Davis, but right to Nettleton. They've got a breakout again. Third Hardaway. Stepping around the defense. Pulls up. Count it. Only going to call her for a charge. Well, this one official has been charge happy tonight. That's about the fourth one he's called, and I haven't agreed with any of them. And the coach for Nettleton not agreeing with that call either. Defender was moving. That was just a bad call. All right, Thayer Lady Bobcats win the basketball. Davis bringing it up out of the backcourt with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. There's a pass by Curley. Got it over to Pierce. Pierce drives toward the bucket. Pulls over the short jumper. No good. And the rebound is taken by Nettleton. They get out to Hardaway. Thayer with two defenders back. Nettleton with the numbers with three to get it to Cullens. Cullens shot. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble after it. Pierce is down there on the floor. And a held ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Nettleton, they only have 10 players on their roster. That's why we've got a mixture of subs and starters on the floor. They've done a good job of getting everybody involved. 60-36, Thayer down 24. Lady Bobcats, Hillis holds it out front. Time to shake the defender. Steps through a double team all the way to the bucket. Lay it in. Good job. Caden Hillis stepped through the double team. Laid it up and in off the window. Hillis now with 8 points in the ball game. And here's a steal by Davis. Took it away from Hardaway. Davis. Out on top, attacks the basket, spins in the lane, up off the window, no good, rebound, controlled by Nettleton, and down on the other end, all the way, the bucket goes number 22, that is Taylor Thomas, her ninth point of the game, and she hits the uncontested layup. 3.5 minutes to go, here's Hillis going to fire a three out of the corner for Thayer, no good, rebound again to Nettleton, they have dominated the boards, and here come the Lady Raiders, they got up to Cullens, Cullens to the rack and scores. 20 for Jessica Cullens, and we get a timeout called on the floor. 66-38. Nettleton over Thayer with 3:20 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Hello back, Fair Lady Bobcats with the basketball down by 28. Caden Hillis with it out on top, looking to penetrate. Now bounces it down in the corner to Regal. Regal looking for the shot, couldn't find it. Regal coming off the stomach flu. Had a good night tonight. There's Hillis with it to Fair, moving off the screen. Couldn't get to the bucket. Nettleton switches. They're really good defensively. They're a powerful offensive team, but they're good defensively, too. Here's Fair, got the ball in the corner to Bowers. Abby tried the three, no good. The rebound taken by Nettleton. 15 with it is Cunningham. All the way to bucket. No, but a foul going to be whistled. Foul's on number 15 for Thayer. That is Caden Hillis. That'll be foul number 3 on Caden. And number 15 going to the free throw line. Torrey Cunningham to shoot 2 for Nettleton. 2:39 to play in the game. Got to make it an even 30-point lead, and the first free throw is no good for Torrey Cunningham. She has scored 5 points tonight. And we'll shoot another free throw here. Now Hillis will check out of the game. Brett Tharp will go in for the Lady Bobcats. Free throw is up. No good. Savannah Wheeler down the rebound. Has the ball poked away. Picked up by Tharp. To Riley Joe Sorrell. Riley Joe up the right side. Gives it in the corner to Bowers. Out front for Regal. Regal backing out. Now gets a screen. Hands the ball to Sorrell. Sorrell has it poked away. And we get a whistle and a foul call. This will be on number 22. That is Taylor Thomas, and she is fouled out of the game. Fouls out with 2:24 remaining. Taylor Thomas fouls out with her 9 points. She'll go to the bench. And number 10, Skytavia Watkins, will check back in for Nettleton, one of their starters. They are looking inbound the ball. They go on a backdoor play to Regal. She gets home with the catch, and the loose ball picked up by Nettleton. They go to Hardaway. Hardaway. Swings to the right side for Franklin into the lane. Puts the shot up and gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the free throw line. That'll be on Savannah Wheeler. Be number 2 on Wheeler. 66-38 is our score. They are down. Looks like Lady Bobcats will drop into the consolation bracket of the tournament. And the free throw is up and good by Kaylee Franklin. Franklin now with 8 points for Nettleton. They're led by Cullens with 20, 12 for Caden Hardaway. Second free throw by the left-hander is up and no good. Savannah Wheeler yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Out to Bowers, up the floor to Tharp. Tharp brings it over to Sorrell. Sorrell looking to attack the basket. Now brings it back out on the dribble drive and has the ball ripped away, but a foul is going to be called on number 33, Kaylee Franklin. That'll be her third. Thayer will inbound the ball down on the baseline. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the game. Next up, Mountain View and Southside. Last game of the night, Greers Ferry Westside and Gosnell. Sandwiched in between there will be a boys game between Cedar Ridge and Mountain View. And Thayer didn't bound the basketball after the foul was called. Thayer swinging around the perimeter. Tharp with it. Out top to Sorrell. Sorrell now to Bowers. Bowers moving off the screen, pulls up top of the key. That one's good! A 3 for Bowers. Another 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And that is 10 points on the line for Bowers on a return. And here's Hardaway, a little fadeaway jumper on the other end for Nettleton. She got 14. Here's Sorrell for 3 for Thayer. That's no good. And a rebound taken by Nettleton. Number 15 is Cunningham. Pulls up from 15 feet away. Shot is no good. Rebound is going to be a held ball as Riley Joe Sorrell gets tied up. with number 25, Tabitha Cunningham. And the possession belongs to Nettleton. A minute 20 to go in the game. All Nettleton, they lead it by 29. They inbound the ball, three-point shot out of the corner, no good. Rebound is taken by Gleason. She couldn't follow it up. And Stahl down with rebound for Thayer. She leads the break. Stahl dribbles out of traffic. They throw it up to the right wing. Gives it to the cutter in the lane. Bowers couldn't finish the layup. And a rebound taken by Nettleton again. They go to Hardaway. Hardaway running it the other way. Got two defenders back. She pulls up. Will step and shoot the 12-footer. No good. Rebound controlled by Bowers. Bowers gets it out to Sorrell. Riley Joe handles ball up the right side. Gives it to Bowers. Trailing the play all the way to the bucket. And count the layup for Abby Bowers. Bowers with 12 in her return to lead the Lady Bobcats in scoring. 69-42, Thayer down by 27. Here's Hardaway, wide open, shot no good for Nettleton. Rebound taken by the Lady Raiders, back up, no. And we get the ball volleyed around on the rebound. It looks like both teams are about exhausted. They call a hell ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 20 seconds to play. Abby Bowers will bring it up out of the backcourt. Lady Bobcats take it to the top. Bowers goes to Regal. She wasn't paying attention, and the ball goes out of bounds. You got to know where the ball is at all times. That's a freshman mistake. And these freshmen that are out there playing, there's two of them on the floor right now. They're going to learn. Here's Nettleton with it. They go down to the baseline. A shot. Running jumper is up. No good. That'll do it. That's the end of the ballgame. Our final score is 69-42. Nettleton with a win over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Lady Bobcats will drop into the consolation bracket. They will play again at 5:20 on Wednesday. They will take on the loser of the game between Gosnell and Greers Ferry Westside, which comes up at about 8:30 this evening. All right, it's time for us to move on to the Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Well, back at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament, the Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to the seat tonight. They lose to Nettleton, the two-time defending champion. By the way, Nettleton, I believe, is a 6A school. So nothing for the Lady Bobcats to hang their heads about. As they go down to defeat tonight, 69-42. Run down the scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They were led by Abby Bowers, the senior, who is finally eligible after a surgery. That kind of set her back a little bit. But Abby ends the game with 12 points to lead all scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. Riley Davis added 8 in a pair of three-pointers, the only field goal she hit in the entire game. 7 points for Riley Pierce. She hit a 3 as well. 2 three-pointers for Allie Curley. That was early in the game. And Thayer Lady Bobcats were hanging with Nettleton, and Allie did not score after that. 8 points for Caden Hillis. 4 in each half. Kinsley Regal off the bench with 2, and Brett Thump off the bench with 2 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. For the Nettleton Lady Raiders, they're led tonight by Jessica Cullen. She had 20. 14 for Caden Hardaway. 5 for Tavia Watkins. 2 for Simone Smith. 2 for Guyana Gleason. 5 for Tori Cunningham. And 9 for Taylor Thomas. 8 for Kaylee Franklin. in the Lady Raiders advance to 6-4 with a victory. Fair Lady Bobcats will drop to 2-3 and will play here again on Wednesday night at 5:20. We'll take on the loser of the game between Greersburg and Westside and Gosnell, which will be getting started here a little later on tonight. The next game up next will be Mountain View against Southside of Batesville. That'll be a good one. And there's the boys game here tonight at 7:15. Cedar Ridge will play Mountain View in a first-round game. And, of course, there's basketball again here on Wednesday night, Thursday, and on Saturday. All right, we need to name the Fair Lady Bobcat Player of the Game, powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. We'll do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And time for us to name the Fair Lady Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And I believe tonight we're going to go with Riley Pierce. Now, Riley ended up with 4 fouls tonight, but 2 of those were offensive fouls, as Riley was being awfully aggressive tonight. She didn't shoot the ball particularly well. She did score 7 points, and she hit a 3. But Riley Pierce was just all over the floor tonight, probably played harder tonight than I have seen her play in her entire career. I've been watching her since she was a freshman. So I'm going to go with Riley Pierce as our Fair Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast from the Ecom Sports Network. I want to remind you again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow. 3 games tomorrow from the Battle of the Border Tournament down at Mammoth Spring. We'll have the Alton Comets, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and the Mammoth Spring Bears all for you tomorrow from the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. Fair Lady Bobcat basketball tonight has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fair, Monarch Realty in Fair, West Plains, and Willow Springs, Fair Decorating Downtown, State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Fair, Century 21 Combs and Associates, the Pizza Inn of Fair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Bowers Time Hill in Fair, Daniel Monica and Austin, the FNBC Community Bankers, and the Missouri Forest Products Association. Warren Lucas back in the studio. I'm Redbone Mike Craze. Till next time, have a good time. Fair Lady Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.